It's week 8 of the college football season, here to discuss this weekend's big matchups and to espouse his undying love for the BCS format is our college football guy, Yahoo Sports national columnist Dan Wetzel. Dan, welcome back to the program.
Bill, I know you've been following closely the college football season.
Yes, absolutely. You have a new book out this week titled Death to the BCS, the definitive case against the Bowl Championship Series. Not much confusion there in the title. Does that mean you don't like the system as it currently exists?
Bill, it's a mystery book. We do not want to give away the last page. Yes, death to the BCS. Like most fans, I find the BCS infuriating for many reasons. And so as an investigative reporter, we decided, and a couple other guys, we decided to follow the money, see why this thing's going, see who's actually making money off it and blocking progress, how the computers don't work, how the polls don't work, how the games change, you name it. We unearth it, and fans all over seem excited about it.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about the teams that will be playing today. The rap against Boise State, which is currently ranked 2 on 3 polls, but only at number 3 in the BCS rankings, is that it plays a weak schedule in a weak conference. Is the Western Athletic Conference really that bad, or is that just whack?
It has some terrible teams in it, no question. Boise State has an easier path than the other schools. Now, it has a long winning streak over its major conference foes, so anyone willing to play them has lost, including Oregon, which they beat last year. We know they've defeated Oklahoma, which is number one in the BCS standings, so it's kind of tough for Boise State. They win the rare opportunities they have, but then get punished because no one wants to play them.
Does the animosity directed at Boise State really have to do with the fact that their vibrant blue home turf is called Smurf Turf, and football fans just don't like Smurfs?
I think the Smurf Turf is actually quite popular. In a genius bit of sports marketing, they dared to throw blue turf up there because they were a fledgling program in Idaho, and if you don't do something, no one will ever pay attention to you. It's proved to be quite successful. The TV executives love it. So I think most people kind of like it. There's no question there's animosity on Boise State, though. They've become the new Notre Dame. Boise State is seen by the fans of the big conference teams as a fraudulent contender. And then at the same time, they're one of the most popular teams in the country because so many people love the underdog story and the fact that the establishment tries to keep them down. It's a very polarizing team. It's really a fascinating storyline.
The tilt between number 6 LSU and number 4 Auburn is today's only matchup between top 10 teams. How significant is that game in the big picture?
It's very significant because one of these two teams will be undefeated in the SEC. And if you're going to come through the SEC undefeated at the end, you're probably going to play for the BCS championship, although Auburn has done it before and been excluded. The game is at Auburn. Both teams still have to play Alabama, which has one loss, but this is a real stepping stone for either one of them. LSU is unbeaten but has won games in truly lunatic fashion, consistent with their coach, Les Miles, who's known as the Mad Hatter for the both unique way he wears his baseball cap and the bizarre way he calls plays and handles the clock and talks. This is the Yogi Berra of college football. Auburn, though, has a great Heisman candidate in Cam Newton and is playing at home, and I think I would give the nod to Auburn in that.
Also noteworthy is the game between number 1 Oklahoma and number 11 Missouri. Does the Tigers' defense play well enough to upend the nation's top team?
It's going to be a real test. Missouri has not played great competition, but they have looked very good in what they're doing. It's at home, arguably the biggest game in Columbia, Missouri in many years. And we don't know about this Oklahoma team. They have snuck by a lot of clubs. They're number 1 in the BCS because the computers, which are not based on any known mathematical formulas, actually, and are being protested by actual quantitative analysts, but why let that get in the way of the system? The human polls have them as low as 4, but the Sooners are beloved by the computers. That's why they're number 1. If Missouri's as good as they've looked against inferior competition, they can certainly spring this upset.
Which, if any, of the other games being played today will you be watching?
TCU has is another kind of Boise State-esque game, and they have a tricky contest against Air Force, which is puts together a very strong club and was ranked as recently as last week. Michigan State is undefeated for the first time at this stage of the year, and I think 40 years since Bubba Smith was around. They have a chance of running undefeated in the Big Ten, although they're very under the radar because they don't have that great brand name. They're Michigan State, not Ohio State, not Michigan. Wisconsin and Iowa play this week also, a game that also will have big ramifications in the Big Ten. So this is a time of year where the contenders and the pretenders start getting sorted out. You can't hide from your tougher games in conference.
Dan, we're about midway through the season. Which teams' successes or failures have surprised you so far?
You know, it's an interesting. They had a story in the Wall Street Journal this week about the rise of the middle class. The one place the middle class is rising, I guess, in America is college football. What we've seen over the last few years, particularly as both the internet, the impact of the internet, and the impact of the just proliferation of televised college football games, are recruits who are willing to go outside their geographic area or change the way they choose schools based on playing time. You'd go to Ohio State and wait 3 years for your chance to start as a senior. Nowadays, kids want to play right away, and very good players are willing to go to all different types of places, whether that's middle-level programs in the Big Ten like a Michigan State, an Iowa, a Wisconsin, not those traditional superpowers, or Missouri in the Big 12 or Auburn in the SEC. But you see, I just think a lot more parity in the middle of the big-name conferences, not just the rise of TCU and Boise.
Dan Wetzel is Yahoo Sports national columnist and the co-author of the just-released Death to the BCS, published by Gotham Press. Dan, thanks again.
Thanks, Bill.